If you have a dispute with a government agency, chances are your complaint will go through a process called an administrative hearing. These hearings usually haven't attracted public attention until recently. Last fall, Seattle Children's Hospital challenged the Office of Insurance Commissioner for allowing health plans to exclude providers like Children's from their networks, and the case was moving along. But last month, the presiding hearing officer blew the whistle on the insurance commissioner office, saying that her supervisor was trying to influence her decisions. Since then, the hearing officer, Patricia Peterson, has been put on administrative leave. Well, she spoke Monday for the first time in public before a state Senate committee. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna has the details.
The question before the committee was, how much judicial independence do hearing officers have? Patricia Peterson has been the presiding hearing officer at OIC for more than 20 years. She told the committee independence is crucial to her work, and it's spelled out in detail under state law.
For this reason, I have provided appellants fair hearings and impartial decisions. However, the benefits of embedded hearing officers quickly disappear. First, if an agency seeks to influence the presiding officer with ex parte communications and influences such as threats to employment.
Last month, Peterson filed a complaint against the agency's second-in-command, her supervisor. She alleges that for months, he contacted her numerous times. He was trying to pressure her to issue rulings favorable to the commissioner's policies. Peterson didn't elaborate, saying she's under gag order. The OIC has hired an outside lawyer to investigate Peterson's allegations and other personnel matters related to the complaint. Annalisa Gellerman of the OIC told the committee that hearing officers need to be independent and unbiased. They need to be open-minded to the facts.
They need to independently evaluate those facts. But there's no question in my mind, at least, that that when you're a hearings officer working in the executive branch, you are bound to understand the policy of the executive branch and to apply that.
The Senate committee is considering a number of proposals to prevent future interference. One would require complaints to go through a separate agency that handles administrative hearings. Another would make it a crime to influence the officer's decision. Phil Talmadge is former state senator and Supreme Court justice. He's currently in private practice and representing Peterson. When he was part of the Senate, he helped draft rules that govern hearing officers and administrative law judges. He says it's important that the public not only get a fair shake, but also perceive that the process is fair.
This would be like judges of the Washington Supreme Court being subject to review by the chief of staff of the governor. It simply doesn't work in terms of the separation of powers and the respect for the three parts of the government that we have.
The OIC has contracted an independent judge to handle Peterson's cases during her leave. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.